Hi, ladies.
Hello.
My name is Brandy. I'm going to be facilitating the beginning of your virtual dementia tour today.
Okay.
So what you're here for is a simulation just to kind of give you an idea of some of the things that people with dementia, Alzheimer's, go through.
The virtual dementia tour at UT Health San Antonio is part of the Caring for the Caregiver program and starts when your tour facilitator presents you with a series of unusual items. You get a pair of glasses, a pair of mismatched gloves, a pair of inserts for your shoes, and a pair of headphones. You put on the glasses and notice the lenses are a murky yellow with a black circle surrounding the center, a cloudy bullseye. The gloves are bulky and the one for your dominant hand has fingers sewn together. The shoe inserts are covered with small spikes and the headphones are playing unsettling static.
You ready?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You follow your facilitator toward a room where you will be asked to perform several simple tasks. And those pointy inserts, they're digging in. They're supposed to give you a sense of what it might feel like to live with peripheral neuropathy, with its tingling and numbness. You stick close to your facilitator because those glasses, they create the effect of tunnel vision, something many people with dementia experience.
Okay.
This is Breon. He's going to be reading your instructions to you.
Since my headphones were playing static in my ears, I removed one.
I do need you to keep both headphones on, apologize for that.
Okay. Headphones on. Now, the instructions.
Find the pants and put the belt through the belt loops.
Okay.
Take 3 pills out of 2 prescription bottles and place them in the cup.
Okay.
Clear the table. Write down 7 things that are brown that you buy at the grocery store. Set the clock for 8:50. Those are your instructions. Enjoy the time.
Here we go.
All right. More sounds. And what were those instructions? Belt in belt loops. Clear the table. Write down things that are brown at a grocery store. Get the pills and set the clock. With hands that don't work like they should, and eyes that don't work like they should, and feet that hurt, and all this noise. So how'd it go? Doris Francis did the tour with me. Her mom has Alzheimer's.
Oh, I didn't know what to expect, but it blew my mind. I had no idea that some things were that severe for feeling and touch and sight. No idea that it was that severe.
Sharon Overmeyer did the tour with her sister, Sandra McMillan. They share caregiving duties for their mother, Mary.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Very frustrating for me, though. But I can understand why it's frustrating for her.
And you find yourself talking to yourself, trying to realize, okay, he said to do this first, then this. And I find that I was doing it all different. Mm-hmm. So I understand mm-hmm. what she's feeling.
And Caring for the Caregiver Program Director, Carol White, says empathy is what this exercise is all about.
What we hear commonly when people debrief after going through that is, I'm going to be more patient. I'm going to have a better understanding of what my loved one is going through.
Now, anyone can go on this tour. It's free. You can sign up at the UT Health San Antonio School of Nursing website. Around 390,000 people in Texas are living with dementia, and according to the Department of State Health Services, most of their care is coming from unpaid caregivers, usually family members. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.